Your career, as far as I've seen, very fast I realized that it's very, very prolific. It's really, really successful. And you are part of other projects. Yeah, like I saw at least these two, Chof Drone, which is a quintet, and then you have the first gig Never Happened, which is a trio, and I believe you have a third one, and this might be your fourth project as a duo. Do you have a special description? Are you the same when you are in these different environments, a quintet, a trio, different approaches to music?
I think we have our languages, but in another combination it's always different, because there are other people, and it's also good to have these other people, because each band has their sound, and it's and so we are also playing different a bit, kind of course our tools, but always in another context, and this is also good to go sometimes more in this, more deeper in this project, and then more deeper.
Yeah, we always focus on other things in this project. So on the quintet, everybody is writing the music, so we have five composers, and so the music is
quite
of course quite different. But the people, our language is always the same, of course, and but developing. And in the trio, we work on arrangements about over arrangements of Monk and Mingus tunes, and now our own compositions inspired by Miles Davis. This is our new program for the first gig Never Happened. And yeah, it's quite a lot music always around,
but it's
developing,
yeah,
which is very nice. So
it's good,
you never
to have
stand on
always.
A, yeah. On levels.
Also the inputs of the others, this is
which helps us also to find new ideas for the duo and for the different.
If you have a favorite singer, composer, musician in whatever genre, whatever category of music, classic, jazz, do you?
For I have a few. Quite
for
a lot.
It's always I cannot choose, and I really love that when I'm in this mood I can listen to this player, and when I'm in this mood can listen to this player, but always when I maybe get to know this person, I'm when there is also a really good character behind, then I'm much more into as a fan. I think also because sometimes you get to know this your heroes, and it's yeah, it's when they are really into good ideas and personal opinions, then it's also really nice to have this. Then you can have the hero state, but when you just have the music, then you're really, wow, great musician, great. But I think there are so many, and yeah, the really special thing is for me that you can just listen maybe some bars of this musician, and then you know it's him or her.
Mm.
And this is really good.
We are going through this awful situation of pandemic, and we know it's affecting us all over the place in all the realms of life. Especially we as part of the culture, of the art, you as musicians, you feel it. Even though here in Austria is fantastic, you hardly believe that things are so terrible if you go to other places,
mm-hmm.
like in my country, Mexico. It's already starting, but it's they're making concerts on the parking lot, and people come with the car and and the stage is there. That kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
And open spaces. No? But. Yeah, so that's why I hope it's going to be corny by then, that we're over.
Yeah. Mm.
But if not, it's going to be kind of fresh question. How has this situation affected you? Negatively, not necessarily, is there my question. Can be positively.
Yeah, it's quite hard. it affected me a lot because if you try to build up some tours and plan gigs and then everything on the work is gone and you don't know if you are going next week there or not and you're always trying to organize, reorganize everything, it was quite depressing in this kind of time when everything was cancelled. And now it's like you don't know if next week you're gonna play, and but I try to think always positively and say yeah, we will play or we will rehearse, and otherwise if we don't play we rehearse new tunes and next year we can present a quite big new program of each band because we're doing a lot. And yeah, but it's hard also financially, you don't know how things are going further.
It's also the thing, there are so many really really good musicians everywhere, and sometimes I don't know what to think, because sometimes we too got a chance and then maybe you think yeah, but there are also others but which have also kind of the right to stay on stage, but then you can just go and think, okay, do it as good as you can and take this chance and do something with it.
And every concert now is very, very precious because you don't know how long we can do live concerts now.
Yeah.
And we really enjoy every time we have live audience.
But it's also really good when you have, besides you, some people have the same way, and I don't feel alone. I feel in a team, and the team will go there or the team will go there, and let's see.
Mm.
With this, I will close beautifully. Amazing, fresh conversation. Do you have any idea of projects, maybe even concerts? As you have said, it's hard to know for 2021, even 22. We live here now for today, but let's dream, thinking a little bit about future. You're pretty young.
Yeah, so. We're planning quite a lot because of this project Sound Collector. We are doing now the composition and video, music video with Romania, and this year also with Turkey, and we're trying to do concerts, a tour in Turkey with this musician we are working in 2021, and also with other countries, I think Spain and Iran. We hope that it's possible to travel to Iran.
And
next
Mexico,
year.
Maybe one day.
Mexico would be great.
No, another. Judith and Lisa, has been a beautiful, beautiful conversation, full of love, of passion and expressivity about your music, about the process of making music. Thank you very much for sharing your thoughts on your music, on music, and I wish you all the beautiful things in life. Lots of flowers, full of music, full of love, and success, success. For all of us, all the very best. Muchas gracias y bendiciones.
Thank you. Thank you, Federico, for this nice interview.
Dankeschön.